Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the City of Rockland Planning Commission dated July 18th, 2017, 6:30 p.m. at the City Council Chambers. And I would ask Commissioner Vass to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Vass?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Chairman Sloan?
Here. Moving on to item number four, or the minutes from the June 20th meeting. Do we have any comments on the minutes? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number five, election of officers. And at this point, we'll ask for a motion.
So quick question, can we make both of those changes in one motion or do we need separate motions?
It is your pleasure.
Okay. So I'll try one motion and see if it survives. So I'll move to, let's say, promote Commissioner Martinez to chair, Commissioner Whitmore to vice chair.
Do we have a second?
I will second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Do we make the change now or is that at the next meeting?
I think you guys can do it however you would like.
So I'll say at your pleasure.
It's been switched.
So
the next meeting. Does that work for you? Okay, since I'm on a roll here, keep it going. Item number six, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence for the commission?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Item number seven is an opportunity for citizens to come forward and address the planning commission on non-agenda items. And seeing none, we'll move on to item number eight, the Stanford Ranch Parcel 56 time extension, tentative parcel map DL 2011-01.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Nathan Anderson with the planning department. I've got a couple small presentations. We can present them if you'd like, or I can waive them, whatever you prefer.
I'll leave it to my fellow commissioners. Anybody prefer to waive these?
Sure.
Oh, you would like to hear the presentations?
Okay.
So please proceed, Nathan.
Sounds good. Okay, so the first of two extension items I'll be presenting tonight is the Stanford Ranch Parcel 56 time extension. It's a request for a one-year extension to a previously approved tentative map. The site is approximately 9.2 acres. It's located at the southeastern corner of Sunset Boulevard and West Stanford Ranch Road. The Oracle campus located to the north across Stanford Ranch Road and United Natural Foods is located directly to the south. In 2001, the commission approved the Stanford Ranch Corporate Center. This was a tentative parcel map to split the 9-acre site into two parcels and to allow construction of two approximately 70,000 square foot office buildings. The owner subsequently constructed Building A, which you can see in the photograph on the right, along with the related parking and landscaping. This work vested the approval for the second building, so no additional design review approval would be required to construct Building B. However, the tentative parcel map was not recorded and the entitlement to split the property unfortunately expired during that process. So that's why we're talking about tentative parcel maps again. A tentative parcel map was approved for this project February 21st, 2012, which allowed the site to once again to be split into two parcels. That project benefited from two automatic time extensions, which was for a total of three years. And then on May 3rd, 2016, the commission approved a one-year extension via resolution 2016-24. Since that time, the applicant has submitted documentation for review and approval, but the final map was not ready to be recorded prior to the expiration date. Therefore, in order to prevent the entitlement from expiring, we're bringing it back before you tonight. The proposed tentative map remains consistent with the site zoning and underlying general plan designation. The parcel split would be compatible with the anticipated development of the site and the surrounding area, and therefore staff recommends approval of the 12-month extension.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for staff? Okay, at this time I'd like to invite the applicant forward if there's anything they would like to add. Nothing to add? Okay. So just for the record, there's nothing to add from the applicant, so we'll bring it back to the Planning Commission. And I'm
any
sorry.
Any other public comments?
Thank you. We'll open the floor to the public if they would like to come forward and speak on this issue. Okay, seeing none, we will bring it back to the commission.
If it's okay with my fellow commissioners, I'll just make a motion. I'll move to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a one-year time extension of the Stanford Ranch Parcel 56, tentative map DL 2011-01.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Moving on to item number 9, Nella Nelia Estates, time extension tentative parcel map DL 2003-07. I believe staff also has a presentation for this.
Yes, I do. Second project tonight is a request for approval of a one-year extension for the previously approved Samoilovich Estates project, which is now called Nelia Estates. The property is approximately 1.8 acres in size. It's located roughly 120 feet south of the intersection of Lost Avenue and Winding Lane on the east side of Lost Ave. The site is surrounded on all sides by vacant and developed residential properties designated by the general plan as medium density residential. In May of 2005, the commission approved the Samoilovich Estates tentative parcel map and an oak tree preservation permit. That project allowed for the division of the approximately 1.8 acre site into four lots, which ranged in size from approximately 10,000 square feet to 37,000 square feet. Project has since benefited from several automatic extensions which were granted by the state at that time. This is the first application to the city for a time extension for this project. Applicant has submitted improvement plans for review and approval, but like the previous project, they're not ready to record the final map prior to the expiration date, so it's back before you tonight. Proposed project remains consistent with the site zoning and general plan. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. I'd like to invite are there any questions for staff? Okay, I would like to invite the applicant forward if they'd like to speak on this. Okay, if you'd like to say something, please add it to the mic, hit the button.
My name is Bill Mitchell. I'm the engineer on the project representing the clients. We're here asking for a one-year extension. We have nothing else to add. I would hope that you would just go ahead and give us our extension and we'll all go home happy. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. So at this point, we'd like to invite the public forward. And seeing none, we'll bring it back to the commission.
I will go ahead and move, if it's okay with you guys, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a one-year extension of the Nelia Estates, formerly Samoilovich Estates, with a tentative parcel map and oak tree preservation permit, DL 2003-TRE-2005-18.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Thank you. So moving on to the non-public hearing items, number 10, informational items and presentations for the commission. And there are none. So moving on to number 11, reports and discussion items from planning commissioners.
So just note that we did not have a design review committee meeting last week. I'm assuming we'll have one in the not too distant future. So nothing to report out from that meeting.
Very good. Number 12, reports from city staff.
Just a reminder that we have a special meeting on the 10th of August. And that August looks like we'll have several fairly meaty projects for you. We try not to bunch them up, but nature just kind of takes its course and we have to roll with it. So August will be busy, but I'm sure you guys are up for it.
That wasn't nature. That was, we were just joking, saying that as soon as we changed the chair position, then it was going to get busy again, and sure enough.
Well, I'll add, so we have an August 1st meeting?
At this point, no, we do not have anything okay. for August 1st, but we will have August 10th and August 15th.
Okay. So the 10th, I now have a conflict. I don't know if we have a quorum issue, but...
To my knowledge, all of you were able to attend that night, so we would still have a quorum. But please do let us know if anyone else can't make it so we can be aware.
Yeah. Sorry.
I have a couple of quick updates for you. Just really quick, on the ARC committee, just for your information, we did have the ordinance on a council agenda. We did receive some questions. I know we had presented it, obviously, through you guys, of course, and then to city council back in November of last year, but we've had a little change in some of the council members, and so there were some questions. You'll recall that the ARC is essentially a recommending body to you. But there was one exception to that, which was single-family homes in the districts and or developments of four lots or less. The final authority for those on the architectural review would have been the architectural review committee. And staff received some input and suggestion that, you know, perhaps we bump that back down to the director level. There are some other things that were director level as well, like maintenance items and re-roofs and painting and things like that. So that effectively would make that committee completely just advisory, just a recommending board to this body. So that's the revision. So we pulled it off, and we've kind of been, you know, tweaking that up, and it'll probably go back to council at the first meeting in August, I believe. We have to re-advertise it. So that's why that came off. And then the second thing is just want to give you a quick update on the Adventure Park. We went through several rounds with design build firms, and you know, trying to look at, you know, how do we get the park done. Our goal originally was to try to have one firm build everything. For a variety of reasons, that approach didn't really work, and so what we ended up doing was reissuing the RFP for the adventure elements only. Two firms submitted proposals to that, and we're going to City Council on July 25th with a recommendation to select a company called Bonsai. They're based out of Colorado, to build the Quarry Pit Adventure elements and the Kid Zone Adventure elements. And then the balance of the site is currently under design, where we're going to do sort of a traditional design bid build process on that. So more than likely, these two efforts will have, you know, a contractor on the adventure elements, a contractor and or subcontractors on the balance of the site, and they'll dovetail together probably as we head into January of next year, something like that. So that's on the agenda for just the adventure elements on the 25th. And one other last change really quick, I'm sorry. One of the ways we're hoping to save some money on the project, that's part of the challenge, was you might remember they had a pretty large, about a 6,000 square foot plus 4,000 square foot deck services building that had ticketing and a restaurant and all those things. It was all air conditioned. So what we're doing now is we're still using that same footprint, but we're going to be doing a sort of a butler type building that'll be themed out. It'll sort of look pretty similar to what you guys previously saw, but it'll be more of an open air structure. There'll be smaller structures underneath it that will have, some of those will be conditioned, some of them will not be conditioned space. And so by doing that, we'll save quite a bit of money going with that approach. It'll still feel like and have that theming, you know, that mining theme to it, a little bit more open air structure, actually kind of more like the shed was, frankly. So that's kind of that's one of the major changes to the project, but staff thinks it's still consistent with what you previously saw, so that's all.
Thank you. If there's nothing else, then the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.